Why are we so blessed?
Well, we'll get to that later, Todd. First off, some predictions from the sports fans on today's game. Pat?
Bulls, 149-23.
Carl?
Bulls, 149-52.
Okay, some difference of opinion there between you guys. Todd?
Bulls, 402-0.
The Bulls.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Who can set the court on fire? Only the Bulls.
Well, Dave, you and I are old enough to remember a guy named Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I can remember before Michael Jordan, Steve.
And six championships.
Yep.
That if Michael hadn't decided to play baseball, would have been nine.
Yeah, nine in a row.
And then the Bulls went to the dark side of the moon. And we have faith that they're going to come back. We just don't know when, which is why it's so important that we have someone who knows the NBA inside out. And I'm not talking about you.
I understand that. Not sure how I take it, but I understand.
Listen, I think you can learn a lot from this next guest. Connor Gibbs is here, and Connor is our Chicago Bulls correspondent. Good morning, Connor. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How old are you?
10.
And where do you come by this knowledge of basketball?
Just like I watch a lot of it, and I play basketball.
Your team? What's your team? Let's plug your team.
LVL.
LVL stands for what?
Lakeview Lakers.
And I forgot what you told me before. You're forward?
Point
guard.
He runs the show.
What's your number?
22.
Now, do you just pass? You're a pretty good shooter, too.
Yeah, I'm a very good shooter.
Oh, you are? Mm-hmm. What's your shot? What's your go-to shot? Michael used to have about a 15-foot fall away. Never missed it. What's yours?
Probably like right inside the three-point line.
Oh, very nice. Got a nice jumper? You got hops?
Yeah.
All right, good to know.
Connor, when you're playing, do you wear the sweatbands? You know, around your forehead and on your wrist
No.
or anything.
No.
How about the sleeve? You got the sleeve?
Sometimes.
Oh, very nice. I'm going to have
you
Dave.
All NBA knowledge with the sleeve.
I'm not just a pretty face. I know my stuff. Dave?
All right, Connor. The Bulls are all beat up. Markkanen's out. Dunn's out. Valentine's out. Who am I forgetting? There's another.
Artis Gilmore.
Yeah,
he's no longer playing.
Yeah. So what has impressed you about the Bulls with a 3-8 record to this point?
Yeah, what's the good news, Connor?
Yeah, give us some good news about the Bulls.
Zach LaVine has been playing really good.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been playing good defense. That's the bad thing.
Well, let's stay positive for a second. Why has Zach LaVine been playing so well, and what does he play well in regards to what he's doing?
He's been really good driving to the basket. And last night, he actually did good shooting, and he made the game-winning free throw.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Bobby Portis, by the way, was the guy. The name, the other injured Bull.
Yeah,
it's pretty significant.
And all of those were they were playing in the balls together at Chuck E. Cheese, and things got a
little
rough.
That's how it started. Yep,
that's what I had heard. Sabri, you have a question for Connor?
So, do you think Derrick Rose is a Chicago? Is he a Chicago guy, even though he's no longer playing here?
Chicago Bull forever, isn't he?
Yeah, sure.
He had a career game, his career game last week, right?
Yeah, 50 yeah. points.
50 points. Are you impressed by that?
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. And he also, I'm pretty sure he had the game-winning block for that game.
Yeah, so there you go, playing both sides, right?
Yeah.
What's your personal best game points-wise?
I think like 16.
16? Dude, that's good. Did anybody accuse you of being a ball hog?
No.
No, good to know. Good to know.
So, aside from the Bulls, who's your favorite NBA player?
Kyrie.
Really? Okay. Kyrie Irving?
Good, mm-hmm. good pick.
Everybody goes Steph Curry. Every kid in the world goes Steph Curry, and yet you go Kyrie Irving.
What do you like about Kyrie?
What's another example that you know the game?
I think that Kyrie, like, I respect that he left the Cavs, so he wouldn't be in LeBron's shadow, and now he's, like, top three on the Celtics.
LeBron seem old to you?
Not really.
No, that's good, because he's really not.
But you were Zach LaVine for Halloween, correct?
Yeah.
So he's also one of your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, we know your dad a little bit. Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Your dad's not a tall guy. So, so are you going to be able to play point guard, you think? Because I could see you getting to 6 feet.
Yeah, probably.
I'm counting on you getting to the NBA. Because nobody else in the league will talk to me.
His mom has long legs, so I think there's a chance that maybe there'll be some height from her.
Well, we know your dad's an athlete.
Yeah.
But was basketball his game, too?
Yeah, I think he played a little bit of basketball.
Mm-hmm. I think he played football for Notre Dame.
I've heard of him.
I'd like to address with him off the air why Brian Kelly wears such a tight jacket on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Something's bothering me.
It seemed like the gear guys could get him one that fits.
Yeah, it's a little snug on the tummy.
All right, so what do we need to do to turn the Bulls around, and do you have hope that they will be turned around? If you could pick one player to lead the Bulls, if we could make a deal for anybody in the league, who would you get? And it can't be Kyrie.
LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron coming to Chicago. Dave, was there ever any talk of LeBron coming here?
Yeah, remember they met with him when he hit free agency before they put the big three together in Miami.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
Stephen A. Smith told us, oh, he's coming to Chicago for sure, and I believed him, and then he was wrong.
But there were a lot of people who believed that at the time, that they were going to get him.
Yeah.
And they ended up with, that was...
It's 2010.
Yeah, but that was... when they all ended up there and Wade and
that was when the Tea Party won the house.
And Connor,
that has nothing to do with this.
LeBron wore a very ugly shirt the day he announced that announcement that he was going to Miami.
Sometimes our friend Sandberg notices things the rest of us don't notice. If there's one NBA rule you'd change, what would it be?
I don't like the path rule. What's it called?
Clear path.
Yeah, clear path rule.
Yeah.
What's a clear path rule?
It's like. So if you foul them when they're about to go to the basket, so that way they don't get the layup. But there's this strange thing that they do, but they don't always call it. And
the clear path rule means you got to get out of the way.
Yeah, and you can't foul him while he's going to the basket.
Oh. If you can't cold cock a guy while he's trying to score on you, I don't know what we're talking about.
They're taking all the fun out of sports now.
By the way, ask your dad what cold cock means on the way home in the car.
Okay.
What grade are you in?
Fifth.
And you're a pretty good student?
Yeah.
Okay, because scholarship. Three words, scholarship. That's going to be a good thing. And outside of basketball, what do you like to do? What do you do for fun?
I play flag football.
Spend any time with your family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang out with your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Also, last time there was an inaccuracy. He watches a lot of basketball with his mom. That did not get mentioned. Not just his dad.
Well, that's equally important. Sure. Mm-hmm. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother and a sister.
Who's more annoying, your brother or your sister?
My sister.
Okay.
She's older.
Took you a while to answer that. Why is she more annoying?
She just always tries to attack me, and she's oh my God.
How old is she?
12.
Oh, 12, yeah.
Grace is a force to be reckoned with.
It's a troubling age. And your little sister's how old?
Little brother.
No, I have a little brother.
Oh, little brother. How's your little brother?
7.
Are you a good big brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, can he play basketball?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, you working
for
with
his
him?
Age,
you
yeah.
working with him?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Is he tall?
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
Your dad's not very tall.
No.
Oh, we covered that. Listen, man, it's great to have you in. So the next time you're on the show, I want you to have a Bulls question for us. A basketball question in general. And, we'll play a little bit of a game for the listeners and see if they can win some prizes.
Okay.
All right. Did we give Connor a pizza yet?
No.
All right. You like pizza?
Yes.
All right. Lou Malnati's pizza, but you can't let anybody else in the family have any.
Okay.
All right.
Especially his sister.
Especially that sister that won't leave him alone. You want to say hi to anybody?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Luke. Hi, Grace.
Good call. How about sucking up to a teacher? Any teacher you want to say hi to?
Hi, Miss Carrick.
Who's Miss Carrick?
My teacher.
Which one?
Just my homeroom.
Nice. Yeah. Good-looking kid. A lot of talent. I'm a big Connor fan. And do you have a website you want to play? I'm kidding. Thanks for being on, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to your dad for driving. I assume he drove. Thanks to your dad for driving.
Yeah.
All right, bud. Thanks.
Good job. So, is he going to do the sports at 7, or do I have to stick around?
He's our basketball specialist.
Okay, I'm
Dave.
Sorry. He's
that's what I'm talking about.
Specialist.